Blog Talk Radio.
Funky Broadway. Y'all know that. Can we? You know, when I hear our music, it makes you high, it makes you feel. You know, you want to dance. You don't want to fight. It was a, it's like another kind of thing, you know. Sometimes I just let this song play so y'all can hear the beats and how it was. And it was, you know, energy is real. And that song just felt real good for me this morning. And when I'm looking at some, at the television when I look at it, there is most of your commercials have our music because it sells and it's good. And we don't make no more. It has nothing to do with that feeling. But I won't talk about that because I know my son is doing it and we working with the kids over at the center. One day I'm going to play their music that they recorded. And I know Jimelita and Bema G is working with these kids trying to keep our music alive with those beats. But anyway, that felt real good. Girl, y'all, men and all, it is cold. That wind was blowing so hard last night, I thought I was going to blow my windows out. This weather changed. An old lady told me, I was young, I was probably about 30, 28, 27. She said, daughter, let me tell you something. And don't you ever forget it. She had to be about 90-something years old. She said, the weather's indicative of how a man is. How a man act, that's how the weather acts. It acts like man. And I know, so I think about her, go hot and cold, this and that. The other day you can walk around without anything. The day you come out, you're freezing. Tomorrow we might have snow. But anyway, it's wintertime. And I was downtown looking. It is so beautiful down there. And I would say to mothers and fathers or people, just go down there. It felt good. I looked at all around the Daily Plaza, all downtown, just lit up, and it was really beautiful. Just a different feeling. Christmas is, it's a real, real, it's a time that, I guess, what Jesus is or what Jesus represents, that people are nice to each other. Those people who don't speak will speak. Well, we got some of these nuts out here doing some crazy stuff right now, but basically, just a good feeling, joy to the world and the way it is. You know, it's just a good feeling. So if you can get your children or your grandchildren, I told Evan to take my great-grand downtown and let them see and let them just enjoy. Children just don't be, we don't do anything to let children be children anymore. It's all messed up. Every all they know is hit the ground if somebody starts shooting them. They can't get out and do nothing. I was asking one of my children's friend, one of their friends' children said, I was talking about shadow. They didn't even know what a shadow was. And I had to think about it. They don't get out when the sun is going out. And, you know, we used to say, the shadow knows. They think it's something on TikTok or on something else. They don't know the shadow, how the sun from God cast that shadow. But anyway, y'all, we ain't have today. I don't know when is the last day to put your challenge in. It might be today. This might be the last day to put in a challenge for those who they want to knock off the ballot. I heard this morning on Channel 5 that nobody challenged the mayor's petitions. That they said somebody was saying a lot of them was bad, but she had enough to stay on. So whoever said something was bad, you just taking their word for it. And I don't know who all going to be challenged. Later on in the broadcast of the program, I'm going to try to see how many people is in each ward. And y'all know who's running. I mean, this stuff is like the lottery. It's like when they said the lottery is up to so many million, folks be running to get the lottery ticket. And they have reduced running for alderman as just getting in there. So I just got to see. I did see that Sawyer filed his petitions, and Jesus filed his. They filed their petitions Monday. This is just some strange time. How this election is, it don't feel right. I don't know what it is. And those who listen to me in other cities, maybe not have an election, we have stuff to talk about for you too. But I got to be a little as local as possible because there's certain strange things happening. And that is the taxes. Now, those of you who got mortgages, most of those taxes are paid for through your mortgage, but your escrow go up. And your escrow go up, your payment go up. I'm going to start from there. And you might not pay attention to it. You do know your note's going up. And that means the money's not going to bring down your how much you owe for your house or your building or something. It's going to give the taxes. So this is some strange situation. And those like me who already paid off their home, you know, you save for your taxes. Each year you be putting money aside to pay. But this is strange, and it should be illegal. I had to go online, find my tax bill last week when they posted them, and all the information went on there. Because usually a tax bill is for what you paid last time, how much was the exemption you have for being a homeowner, you get a certain exemptions, things like that. That wasn't all on there. It was just half done. It was just a lot of stuff missing that you can look and see what happened last year, what happened this year, how much the school is paying, how much all these folks are paying. You don't see all that stuff. Y'all don't know that. So if you got a mortgage and they might have anticipated they do an anticipation of what your taxes is going to be for that second quarter. Usually the second quarter, your taxes go down, but it looked like that happened this time. And this is like he's constantly doing reassessment during the second tax. Half of the tax, and Karen Steele should have gotten in there. I'm so sorry. Somebody with some sense, because to get our tax bill, one of them, the one from my home, I guess, I don't know which one it is. I looked at it, I took out the mail this morning. Came yesterday. Now, then I'm going to get the office in the house, the commercial property. Now, my house went flat. My office went up. The place where I have Dorothy Jean's Institute in right now, and it's the Tobacco Road office. But they just went up, and folks are not paying attention to this stuff. Something is wrong with the way they're dealing with these taxes. And somebody, I don't understand totally, but I know taxes was originally put in place for your public safety to take care all the public stuff that you had to do. It wasn't for all this mess that's going on here now. You got, okay, so the city is not, didn't raise no tax, but look at all the other taxes you got in there with the schools and the parks. And then the park district itself, you know, we got to get money from the city for the schools, and then the school system levy taxes. And why would they want to levy our taxes when he said they had a surplus? Looks like when they have a surplus, they'll give it back to the taxpayers. But no, they found a way to be political with and play games, and folks who they'll get something free. Oh, look what they're giving me. They're giving me this $400 or this $100. I got this, and it's really your tax dollars. It's really not this. It's a game. And I'm really upset about this tax stuff, and I think Maria had something in the Sun-Times yesterday about taxes. Talking about the property increase hit the Hispanic ward hardest. They ain't been on the South Side. I don't understand that, but it might have hit them, but I don't know harder than I was. But it was a word she used, and I left my glasses. And I got to find out what it means, because I'm on what the state had done to give the, I get Ebony to look at it, and on the line, I left my darn glasses. But anyway, what she was saying, you might have read it too, what she said, the state had passed something that automatically give them the right to just increase the taxes or something like that. I can't get all the way in it because I left my glasses. But if you got the Sun-Times other trip, but I know the Sun-Times and Thursday's paper, I'm going to try to read with my blind self, and I'll do it a little later after I pull it down what the state did for that. But these taxes are really high. So then you might say, well, I don't have to pay taxes because I rent. Well, your rent goes up. Most of your landlord is not going to eat that. And if you are renting for a business, it goes up too. It's really something in your insurance, the whole racket of the insurance. If the insurance company, you never have accident or you don't have at your home, so you got to have insurance on your home. You pay enough insurance to buy three houses, and if you don't ever have a claim, you still own, and you get one little claim that's way less than what you done paid in, your taxes, your insurance goes up, which is a racket. But it looked like there should be something in Springfield where if you have so many years of not having, this should go in escrow, so money should be somewhere. But people are being fleeced because they think we're all stupid. But this property tax thing is really, really deep. And what they're doing is they're telling us your taxes come out yesterday. They put it up last week. They sent them out yesterday and we should get them. They sent them out Thursday. You get them Friday and Saturday. What about the appeal process? But you don't appeal, you got to pay these taxes on the 15th. If you don't pay them on the 15th of December, you're just getting them now. This never happened before. I'm telling you, this stuff is going crazy. It's been going like this for the last year or two since this man was in there. So say if I don't pay my taxes on the 15th, if you own something, you don't pay your taxes, then the next day you start paying interest. This is really deep. Something is wrong. And that's what happened when you don't have representation. Now, I see the Hispanic representation, the aldermen and all, they're hollering and screaming about the taxes. And they're raising a hell of a discussion and talking about it. That's what you're talking about, leadership. That's why I said, I don't get mad at these people for being leaders in their community. They're leaders in their community, and they're going to fight for their constituency. What I don't like is the fact that we're going to allow illegals to vote, and I don't think that's correct. And I don't think they should be put in the census, and then people start telling folks they're more than us, and they get some more numbers. But in terms of their representation, and if these folks represent them, that's what we live in, a representative government. And that's why folks are now trying to get you to vote for them, because you're not voting for them because they want to be down there being cute or something, or being important. You're voting for them to represent you in your ward now that you're voting for alderman. And I have a question. Do you feel like you're being represented? And if you are, what? I saw these folks coming in there with those petitions. And as I said, the petitions do not represent the support these people have. She said, well, I was able to get this into it. Well, I don't know what they did in the Hispanic community because they still kind of have organizations. But in the black community, they didn't go talk to people and say, this is my candidate and they're running for ABCD and this is something on them. And they never introduced the candidate to the public, to the people they represent. They used to. The precinct captain or the minds of the community reps would go and they knew everybody and they would talk to the people and give them something. And the representatives, if you're already in office, would have coffee sips and things like that as they get on the ballot. But if you're already in office, but these folks have not, it's like a game way the elected officials are playing with our people now, especially black folks. And like you noticed when that killing happened in the suburb when they in that parade last year, the governor, both senators, the alderman, your congressman, all went to the scene and said they won't not have it no more. They don't do that when something happened in our community. And the question is why? And when you look at the property taxes, and it's for school and public safety and all that, we shouldn't be paying. Like someone talked to me yesterday, said they got on the west side, somebody called me from the west side and said alderman, I said, what? They said, should we be paying property taxes, all the schools over here closed? Good question. But our schools, we paying all these taxes and our school stinks. We paying taxes in the city colleges. We don't have that many blacks in there. I don't know what their nursing program is. I don't know what's going on with the library. The park district stuff is not equal because these people don't represent you and say, my constituency pay taxes. Now, whether you rent, whether you own something or not, even down to when you go to the store, okay, we say, take the water tax off. You got the water. You go buy. Y'all be buying that water and stuff. Better go get a filter and put on your refrigerator. But you be buying water. Look how much taxes is on the water. They might say the water's $2.99. You end up paying $5 for it because of the taxes. I mean, I don't know exactly it's $5. And you, but how many bags you want? You know, if you don't have a system, you got to pay for those bags. We got all kind of way they're displeasing us. And I think what worries me, I was talking to somebody yesterday, what worries me is folks have now begun to take us for granted. You know, if you notice, they didn't come to the churches during the general because these folks don't believe in God. Before they was flooding our churches, you couldn't get rid of them. You see these folks going up in the black churches during the general election? But it didn't come to mind. My pastor don't let you come. You come, but you're going to wait till after the service. You can't come run in and run out. But did they come to your church? Let me know. Now, there's something going on here because we're not represented. That's what I want to say. And they played a game with us. Biden, he told the students, we're going to give you student loans. Get rid of your student loans. He told them all that stuff just before the election. Now, if you check back and you Google, you'll find out in 21, Nancy had said that the president don't have the authority to do that, which he was right. He'd have to be voted on by the Congress. Obama said it too, but what they did, they could hold it, put it on hold and say, let's hold this for a minute for them paying it, but they can't forgive the student loans. And these folks, they was hollering and screaming so happy. And he put that there just before the election. And students out hollering about it, and then afterward, we appealed. Then they're going to go tell you the Republicans are responsible for it, or somebody else is responsible, which is a game. Folks play games with us, both Democrats and Republicans. They play these games with us and not, and we believe that mess. If we just believe it. You thought you really, or the railroad people, look what happened. and then you give it to Congress to do this. Anything. Look at our folks. They said, we're not going to tax you. The aldermen said, no, they're not having taxes on the aldermen because of we didn't vote for taxes. Well, look at all other taxes that's going on with you. So I'm going to have a list of, if you know who all running, they told me the 6th Ward got 11 people. I don't know why these folks, they haven't told us what they're going to do. I think anybody that's running for office, they tell us they're going to do something other than to get rid of crime, because they're not going to get rid of no crime. They're going to, well, we got to have more social workers out there. That's baloney. These kids are functionally illiterate. These schools are terrible, and we're paying taxes. They don't tell us this time in schools in the 3rd Ward, the 4th Ward, the 2nd Ward. These are they, where they are on grade level or what they teach. I'm going to make sure that these schools function the way they're supposed to function. Or they don't say, this is how much land I have and this is what we're going to do, or this is how many businesses, this is what the power. They don't tell us nothing. And when they go to these other people, they promise them something and they deliver. And we're the only ones that if you don't deliver for us, still put you back in office. Other folks know this. I used to be in the city council, and I would hear, by the way, we'll get on Burke in a minute, he's not running again. I knew he wasn't, but that's a whole other thing we'll talk. I heard them say, I'm sorry I can't go for that because that's against my constituency. They would say that in a minute. The only person I'd hear say that was us. You know, that's the only person I have. I'll get it at the half. I get it at the side. Well, you can bring it, though. Bring it, Evan, if you want to. But anyway, they don't say that. So I'm trying to say, do we truly have representative government? I just don't understand. A lot of laws and stuff are passed in Springfield, and our people don't holler and say, well, I can't do that because of constituency. These taxes, all the stuff that's going on with us, it's almost like pre-voter rights bill without having representation. Do I have to take a break? No? Okay. But I don't think we have representation. But we are paying through our nose for all of this stuff. You're scared to come out your house because you might get shot. You're scared getting out your car. Public safety. We pay for that. But then we done got tricked as a people. We done got real tricked. How do we get tricked? We got tricked because once we get you in and you're black, that's all that matters. You don't come out. It's like when somebody black do something to us, we don't say nothing. But all you got to do is holler that darn racism stuff all the time, and then other folks coming in. You know that bill that passed, I was watching it at C-SPAN on giving people a right to marriage. And I think y'all need to read the whole bill. It's deeper than that, but I won't go into it. But what I thought was really interesting, it's like anything they want to do in this country, especially since the election of Barack, they have to always put something black in there to pass it. Now, what the hell is why they had to put up their interracial marriage, making it legal? They put those two together, right? Marriage and then interracial marriage. Well, makes no sense to me. We're not living back in the 40s and the 50s. Kamala Harris is interracial marriage. She married to a white man. Our first black president came from an interracial couple. So, I mean, I want to know what's it all about, Alfie, but they got to put us in there. It's like this. Anytime anybody wants anything, they got to say black. They got to say brown. Black, they got to say black. And once black folks understand what that means, then you will act a little bit more powerful. Now, they're getting ready to. The president said he was going to change the Democratic primary caucus to South Carolina. Y'all didn't pay that no attention. He don't want an idol. Well, I tell y'all what, had it been in Carolina before, Barack would not have been the nominee. So you have to watch these people. They're real slick. He would not have been the nominee. He would have failed. Because during that time, blacks were still thinking we couldn't elect him. But because he won, Edward dropped out. I think whoever that person got in some trouble, and they'd drop out. And Barack, at that point, Senator Obama, won the Iowa caucus. And that's when folks started believing that he could win. But had it been in Carolina to start out with, it wouldn't happen. So you have to watch, why do people do things? I'll tell you an example. We're talking politics, and we're talking about why. Now, all these people running, it's how these folks move, and you're not looking at it. It's like with Harold Washington being mayor of the city. We elected the mayor. He took a team in there. We had trained people to go in with him. And those people had to be committed to our community, too. Now, during that time, you had Republican, Democrat, you know, you had, and because they said, so with Jane Byrne and Daley canceling each other out, Harold won. So they went to eliminate that. That's why they got rid of the prop. They started making it nonpartisan. It had nothing to do with anything other than the fact, but now they still got boo-boo in their face because they still got a black. But it was to really stop that from happening again. So the development turned out en masse for Harold Washington. They made a decision then. Y'all talking about 21 plan, but I know about 21 plan, but they made a decision, a real decision then. They should make decisions. And I don't know whether our people are in the room looking at this mess and stopping it or understanding it. We had all them brothers and sisters over there in the ward that I was running in, Quinn Dixon, all them brothers over there, straight up and down State Street. We had them, they worked their butts off. So, of course, they was going to tell out. They made a fast track when they got back to bring those development down, because when Harold Washington was in, I think Pierce who was over Hood. I might have his name wrong. But when Harold had those people on that by the lake to say, we're going to fix these up and y'all can move back in, and those people was fighting not to move. But because Mayor Washington said, promise me, look at me, because I went over there with him when he had the meeting. Yeah, I promise you, you can move back in here. We just want to fix these developments up the same way we was going to do. And the rest of them, we talked about deferred maintenance and all the other stuff, why they had allowed them to go down because they wanted the land. So the people went on without a fight. They gave up their fight and they moved out. Well, after Harold passed, there was a decision made not to put them back in there. Why? Because too much power. And we could get these people to move and to believe and to do stuff. So you have to understand power. We put people in office that don't understand power, don't even understand how to negotiate and to get power, how to do things. They just go in there and say, I'm the alderman, I'm the congressman, I'm the this. And they vote time, present, I run on back out. Haven't read nothing. And that's how they get stuff over on us, because we got a non-reading group. And you're supposed to negotiate something for your people. That's what it's all about, representation. Now, when they wanted metropolitan government, I'm just teaching y'all for a few minutes because all these folks are running. Harold pulled together all those black mayors. I remember that meeting he had. Some of y'all might, who out there might remember who worked with him. You can call and talk about it. He pulled together all the black mayors in the surrounding areas. He's making them powerful too. You have to understand, when you know power, you know how to operate with power. So then they start trying to make a metropolitan government. Ewan Harrell was in to dilute what our numbers was, and we had to fight that back. See, a lot of y'all don't know all that stuff. Power. Understand the power and how to negotiate. Now, I told y'all it was all about the land. Even when I was writing these folks about the land. There was a time that, and I know y'all said, Lord, have mercy. I'm just trying to tell y'all, because you got these major elections coming up, and these folks, I don't know how much they're going to protect you. Some of them in office have not protected you as of yet. I'm telling you, I told y'all, there was a time that all the land in the city of Chicago was represented by black folks. I'll say it again. All the land in the city of Chicago was represented by black folks. And the black aldermen had the last say over what to do with it. They didn't understand it, some of them. I know when I put all of my land on hold in the Third Ward, and I said that we got a 70-30 plan, 70% of this land is going to go to black folks, and maybe 30% others, and those 30% are going to have 70% black folks. These folks went crazy. Madeline Hitchcock, I had to teach them about the land. I said, you can put this land on hold, which means you have to sign off the city land. Powell, Trotman Hitchcock, Coleman. These folks got worried. So you was talking about the land. Now, I'm trying to explain something to y'all about representation and land because y'all still live. You see a change in your community, and you don't know what to do. You feel powerless. Why should a person feel powerless when they have representatives? Your representatives are going to fight like hell for you. That's what they're supposed to do, not coming in with some old glitzy stuff like I told you that your president did. We're going to erase student debt. Well, he knew, just lied through his teeth. He knew that it was illegal. They just promised us, hey, how you doing? And then they start cutting ribbons just before, and other folks, not you, building stuff. Are we going to do this, send this little grants out, or do this and do that? And there's no long-term strategy. They won't discuss your school. Oh, yeah, we're going to put some new air conditioners in the schools. Are we going to do this and do that? And then you go to other schools. They got a cafeteria with people that are serving them with a decent food when they have closed down all the cafeterias in the black schools and giving them all that high blood pressure, fat medicine, food that's brought in there by some other folks who got the contract, the blacks don't have the contract, and they just bringing them pizzas and nuggets and stuff. Whereas if you had a cafeteria like they used to have, and then they had the cafeteria people that are working, and you got a chance to eat, what do you want, all that, and kids sit down and learn how to eat. But I know I'm going overboard because I'm going to talk about it's election time, y'all, in the city of Chicago. And that's why I'm trying to tell y'all, power. Mollison School, we fought. It's worse now. All them schools around there, ain't none of them. Even as good as Beasley was, Ms. McLemore, and Dr. Blair built Beasley. She said that if you're going to be putting a magnet school over there, you got to put one here. Leon Finney fought for Hyde Park to have a magnet school. That's people. So go look through our ward, look through all your communities and see what your schools are doing. They're really babysitting services. And then now they're teaching them sex and all the other stuff on math and science. And you cannot discuss that with your representative. I'm talking about power sharing. We have to have people that share power. They don't want nobody like that. We're voting on songs. Okay, well, you start asking some of these people about some of these bills. They'll say, what? Even in Congress, they don't read that mess. They just stick with the party, Republican or Democrat. And they don't do what's interesting now. When Durbin ran, the black community put him in. Couldn't get rid of him. Now, you don't pay us no attention. Tabby Duckworth, same way. But you have a coalition of Asian people who've come together to deal with power. That's why these people, they put this a very billion-dollar schools over here on Cermak. I forgot how much the price was, but quite a bit. With one agent in the city council and two in Springfield. They understand power. That's why when you look at Chinatown, the way it's building up, that they're using this tax dollars and TIF and all to build up. That's why they have folks out there around the expressway sweeping and cleaning. You have money in the budget that the state got a part and the city got a part. But they let you, your stuff look all nasty and make you be down and make you give up and run away from what you have. And other folks run on right up in there. Power sharing. All these people now are running for alderman and they're running for the mayor. But they're not addressing the problems that we have in the community. Yes, we have crime, but we got more than crime. More than crime. And I told y'all that I was going to talk about the land question. They said, oh, the free lots. Y'all don't understand that neither, which we'll talk about when we come back on the other side of the break. Because when I was in office, Pratt Whitaker was using, she was doing the, had the Africa, they had the American Home Builders building up all these lots where they call. And so when I found out, I said, you can't come at my ward. And they said, why not? I said, so how are we going to give you lots? And a black person got to beg to have just to build one house. Then nope. And they were really upset with me. Trust me. Then they put Wade, I think his name was Wade, over the home builders to try to influence whatever. So we put together the African American Home Builders Association. The American Home Builders got upset, which made us able to give the African American Home Builders some lots too for a dollar. And they was able to build. And they was going to build over 100 lots. You go over there around St. Lawrence and see all those new houses and come around 44th Street and all around there, you'll see it in my book. But if all around there, all those houses that was built, that's, it blew their mind. It was upset. You ain't coming in here. So it's like power. You go, you're not going to go in little village. You're not going to go in Chinatown. You're not going to any of these places. In fact, they don't even hire our people. But these folks are talking about put them in office. Our true agenda is immigration. And it was not for black people, those of us who put him in there, he wouldn't be in there. Now he running. And then you got your state reps and state senators voted to let illegals vote for the elected school board next year. Stupid. Why? So the schools begin to come the way they want to because the state and the city sanctuary. Next state is going to be should they vote. We are hurting our own self. We voting against ourselves. Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. I want to talk to you about this election, what's going on, not just I know I got a lot of people listening outside of the city. You know, what's going on? Even though they got a plan. What plan do we have? 5917359 We're streaming live, www.viewing.com on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. We're on, I don't know, the Black Planet. I see Elon Musk is letting it out. So that's a whole other thing. I don't know. I might go back on Twitter. They shadow ban me. Coffee tea in the conversation with me. I'm going to try to take one call before I go. And I got a lot of lines open, y'all. We're going to talk. This is for y'all to talk today. We're going to really have a conversation. So y'all call in. 7 o'clock going to be for y'all to talk about what you want to talk about, what you see that this mayor and these folks should be giving us and what should they be doing. And what do you think about Elon Musk? Elon Musk, who releasing all that stuff, and they're not telling y'all that. Do I have time to take one call before I go? I'm going to take one call before I go, and then I'm going to come back 773-596-1690 call for you in the conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, at the great city, in the city of Chicago, great WN Dava.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. I wanted to say that can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're doing a great job, and I thank God and know that he's using you to expose what should be exposed about everything that you're saying. As I listen to you today, And I just thank you for doing what you've done in the 30, the 20-some years that you served in the Third War. But, Alderman, let me say this to you, because I lived in the Third War, Second, and the Fourth War for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
How to be taking the power that God has given us to use it for themselves. See, we have to, like you just said, it's a mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Once you allow people to control the mind, then they control everything about us. One more thing, Alderman. Politics, religion, sex, drugs, and money is controlling the entire world. And most politicians, Alderman, what they do, most politicians will not hire the right people that's going to do the right thing. And most people that vote for politicians, they vote for the ones that's going to do the wrong thing. Do that make sense?
Well, some of our people vote because they're low-information voters. They fall for the okey-doke. Oh, you black, don't matter. I'm going to vote for them. Oh, they so-and-so, they're in there, doesn't matter. Our folks are being misused and abused. They're being misused and abused with the Pablo thing, white supremacist emotion, rather than really dealing with the issues, and we got to get around that. Are you there?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm listening. I didn't know if you were doing that. Yeah, well, you were right about that. But then let me just say this is another thing. How do our elected officials that get beyond investigation can still come back and run for positions, but they have stole money or did something wrong in their seat, Alderman?
Well, there are some laws in place that there are some laws that if you had a felony, you can't run again. And there's some other laws that let you run. So it depends on what you're talking about.
But wrong is wrong. The law is made for the lawless. That's what the Bible says. The law is for the lawless.
You're right. I got to go now.
Thank you.
It's 7 o'clock.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. And y'all got a few lines open. Y'all call in. This is your show.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Mm-hmm. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, right here at the great city of Chicago, great WVON, 773-591-6969. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us over. You go. We're on Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea, come on back and talk to me. It is your show. I want to talk to you today about what are you expecting. That's what I need to know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
At an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, have filed a $27 billion class action lawsuit against a number of law enforcement agencies. The suit, filed in federal court in Austin, names the city, the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those agencies. Plaintiffs include parents, along with teachers and school staffers who were at the school on May 24th when a teenager armed with an assault-styled rifle killed 19 children and 2 teachers.
A black British charity executive was repeatedly questioned about where she was born. It happened during a Buckingham Palace reception, and Ngozi Fulani says it was abuse. Lady Susan Hussey, who is Prince William's godmother and the Queen's lady-in-waiting, has since resigned. Fulani was a guest at the event where she was representing a domestic violence charity. She says Lady Hussey moved her hair to view her name badge before unrelentingly asking Fulani to explain where her family was from. The 83-year-old was a prominent figure in the royal household for decades. She began working for the royal family in 1960 when Prince Andrew was born.
The Prince and Princess of Wales were in Boston at an earshot event as part of a U.S. tour when the U.K. incident was sparked. One of the guest speakers was Reverend Mariama White Hammond, who discussed the legacy of colonialism and racism. The couple's planned trip to New York was canceled earlier this year following the death of Queen Elizabeth.
3 African-American mothers say they're suing Airbnb after their adult children died of suspected carbon monoxide poisoning while staying at a rental in Mexico City. Attorney Chris Stewart, representing the victims' families, says the lawsuit will demand that Airbnb mandate carbon monoxide detectors at all of its properties.
It's a massive problem because they regulate what they want to regulate.
The 3 African Americans were found dead inside a vacation rental after they traveled to Mexico in October to celebrate Dia de los Muertos. The CDC says more than 430 people are accidentally killed by the gas each year in the U.S. Airbnb says it has suspended the listing and canceled any upcoming reservations. A new law to provide justice for lynching victims. We'll take a look in the next half hour. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the Black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. On social media, follow the BIN on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Black Information Network and on Twitter at Black Infonet. I'm Terry McCready along with Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
This holiday season, the best gift is the peace of mind you get from protecting yourself and your loved ones from COVID-19. There's an updated COVID-19 vaccine that helps protect against the newer variants. If you are older or have a chronic condition, you are at greater risk. If it's been more than 2 months since your last shot or 3 months since you had COVID, you should get the shot. It's easy and free to you. Learn more at COVIDvaccineproject.org. That's COVIDvaccineproject.org.
Africa International House invites you to its annual pre-Kwanzaa marketplace and holiday celebration that honors the Kwanzaa principle of Ujamaa cooperative economics. Shop with a purpose December 2nd and 3rd from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. at the Harris Park Recreational Center, 6200 South Drexel Avenue. Purchase unique holiday gifts from local Black-owned businesses. Explore the world of Black comics. Learn real estate investment tips or drum techniques with the African Festival of the Arts drummers. Take an art workshop and discover the true meaning of Kwanzaa. On Friday at 3, enjoy a free jazz performance with Maggie Brown, Al Smith, and Intimate Contact. This family-friendly event is free, but plan to spin big in the marketplace. Details available at AIHUSA.org. Happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays!
Maternal mental health issues are common among Black mothers. Perinatal mood and anxiety disorders are among the most common complications that occur in pregnancy or within a year after delivery. Despite the negative effects on maternal, obstetric, birth, offspring, partner, and family outcomes, perinatal mental health disorders often remain underdiagnosed, untreated, or undertreated. This is host Dana Devine, and that's our topic this Saturday on the Equal Health, Equal Hope Show. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Will you be traveling to see family and friends this holiday season? There's an updated COVID-19 vaccine that helps protect against the newer variants. If you are older or have a chronic condition, you are at greater risk. If it's been more than 2 months since your last shot or 3 months since you had COVID, you should get the shot. It's easy and free to you. Learn more at COVIDvaccineproject.org. That's COVIDvaccineproject.org.
I'm Reverend Mitchell L. Johnson, host of Straight Talk Radio featuring My Community Plan Foundation. Join me Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. as we discuss community transformation. From housing to energy to economic development, our mission is local, our effect is global. From the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles to the DuSable African American Museum here in Chicago, you will be touched, educated, and informed. Straight Talk Radio, Sundays at 7 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This holiday season, the best gift is the peace of mind you get from protecting yourself and your loved ones from COVID-19. There's an updated COVID-19 vaccine that helps protect against the newer variants. If you are older or have a chronic condition, you are at greater risk. If it's been more than 2 months since your last shot or 3 months since you had COVID, you should get the shot. It's easy and free to you. Learn more at COVIDvaccineproject.org. That's COVIDvaccineproject.org.
Join Tobacco Road Incorporated as we present Queens of the Policy live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center opening Friday, December 9th. For tickets, log on to Eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Enter code WVON for a community discount while supplies last. The Queen of the Policy is based on four women from Chicago trying to carve out their niche in the male-dominated role of policy, a predecessor of today's American lottery system. Queen of the Policy opening starts Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, located at 4701 South King Drive in the heart of Chicago's historic Blues District. Queens of the Policy, opening Friday, December 9th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, 4701 South King Drive. This is one show you don't want to miss. See you at the theater.
Hey, WVON family. Some of you know me as Mark Pullins. Some of you know me as Tony, and others know me as that guy from Roseland Matters. But you all know me as Loretta's the Aloe Lady's son. The Aloe Shop is back and better than ever with our premium aloe juice. 16 years ago, I had a stroke and was totally paralyzed on my left side. My mom brought me a case of her premium aloe juice, and through the grace of God, a mother's love, and the Aloe Shop's premium juice, I have no visible signs of ever having a stroke. No other aloe juice compares to the juice at the Aloe Shop. I drink it every day, and you should, too. Please come visit us at 117 East 95th Street or call 1-866-256-3747 or visit The Aloe Shop, TheAloeShoppe.com. The bitter truth is the bitter juice.
Africa International House invites you to its annual pre-Kwanzaa Marketplace and Holiday Celebration that honors the Kwanzaa principle of Ujamaa Cooperative Economics. Shop with a purpose December 2nd and 3rd from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. at the Harris Park Recreational Center, 6200 South Drexel Avenue. Purchase unique holiday gifts from local Black-owned businesses. Explore the world of Black comics. Learn real estate investment tips or drum techniques with the African Festival of the Arts drummers. Take an art workshop and discover the true meaning of Kwanzaa. On Friday at 3, enjoy a free jazz performance with Maggie Brown, Al Smith, and Intimate Contact. This family-friendly event is free, but plan to spin big in the marketplace. Details available at AIHUSA.org. Happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays!
When it comes to long-term savings and investing goals, don't underestimate the benefits of compound interest. Through the power of compounding, your financial returns get supercharged because even your interest earns interest, and this effect can grow stronger with time. The single biggest way to benefit from compounding is to start investing as early as possible. Whatever your financial goals, U.S. Bank Access Commitment Initiatives can help support you in reaching them. Access your financial goals at usbank.com/access. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Joan Colasso, Executive Director of Timeless Gifts Performing Arts Program for Youth and Young Adults, inviting you to our 13th Annual Christmas Duets Mentoring Concert and Fundraiser, Sunday, December 11th at the Logan Center for the Arts. Timeless Gifts performers have been busy doing phenomenal things, a highly successful four-night theater run, a recording project, a short film project, summer program, fall program, and so much more. And now, another amazing heartwarming performance in December. Come and enjoy this musical journey with us as we celebrate the holiday season in song. Our musical guests this year are the Chicago Experience Band, killing it with their authentic tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, Chicago. We're honoring Mr. Joe Perillo with our 2022 Lifetime Achievement Award and honoring the memory and legacy of attorney Rolla Klepak, hosted by NBC Channel 5's Leanne Trotter and WVON's Pam Morris-Walton. That's Sunday, December 11th at the Logan Center. For tickets, go to timelessgifts.org or call 312-808-0005.
Greetings, WVON family. It's your brother and friend, Bamani Obadeli of the Activist Hour. Join me on Saturday mornings as we discuss a holistic and public health approach to addressing community violence. We will also be discussing ways that we can create a safe, peaceful, economically thriving, and healthy communities. Join me Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. on WVON for the Activist Hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. Will you be traveling to see family and friends this holiday season? There's an updated COVID-19 vaccine that helps protect against the newer variants. If you are older or have a chronic condition, you are at greater risk. If it's been more than 2 months since your last shot or 3 months since you had COVID, you should get the shot. It's easy and free to you. Learn more at COVIDvaccineproject.org. That's COVIDvaccineproject.org.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The present has grown.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
This holiday season, the best gift is the peace of
what? We're in the holiday season. That means I got to come with a holiday song or so. That's all right. We're going to start a holiday song next week. Maybe I will get a holiday song, Joy to the World or Silent Night or something, before I go get me one of them songs. Dr. King said, I don't mind. You know what? Anytime I hear Dr. King say that and something touched me because I know he gave it all for us. He could have been like these other leaders when they were threatening him, saying, well, I ain't going to get my brains rolled out, but he didn't because he believed in God. God was leading him in the spiritual, you know, understanding the spirituality of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He understood that. But as a black community, we got to wake up and we got to start doing something here because even after he gave it all, we didn't take care of his children, but you like to talk about them. I said, don't talk about Dr. King's children to me because the black community did not take care of them, even though he gave his life for us. The same thing with Malcolm. That's how we do stuff, y'all. But he said, I don't mind, because we as a people get to the promised land. He didn't think that we would have representation in government who did not represent us. We didn't think people getting these corporations on these boards and they're not doing what they're supposed to do to rebuild community. All of our problems are not the man, as they tell y'all. Some of our problems is those blacks who have reaped the education, the political, and economic benefits of our struggle have not given back or come back. And there's as much to blame as anything else. 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take a deep breath, because Dr. King understood the blackness. We understood it. We always talked about death. We were willing to die. We all, for our people, because we believed in you. We had an agape love. So take a deep breath. You ready over there, y'all? Take a deep breath, all y'all. And I got a few lines open. Take a deep breath. Black. Whoever you in the country, in the city, in the state, in the world, you do it too. Even though I'm talking locally, you can call and talk about your town. Because it's black time. Black. One more time, y'all. Black. Is that black enough for you? Let's think about man. Hey, I'm telling you, you gotta do it. Education is a little bit of a benefit, y'all. Come on, y'all. As black as Dr. King was.
I come here tonight.
He's trying to tell y'all.
Believe in yourself and believe in
somebody. This man, y'all didn't know this man. They don't want you to know him.
I said to a group last night,
woo!
Nobody else can do this for
us. I don't know no.
No document.
Man was brave.
Can do this for.
He loved you.
No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us.
No Lincolnian
or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul.
Yeah.
And sign with a pen and ink of self-asserted manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
That's what we ask, y'all. All these folks riding on our tail.
Don't let anybody take your manhood.
Nobody.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day.
They're still lying, Dr. King.
They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right. Tonight.
Get the language right.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and I am beautiful, my Dr. King. That's what he said. I'm black and I'm proud of it. I'm black and I'm beautiful. And I will give my life as a sacrifice for you. And all you doing is just, and you know, when I talk about this stuff, it's not blanket, because there are some who are not like that. I'm looking at this list of all the people who are running for office. Now, Walter Barnett is running unopposed. Brian Hawkins, Second Ward, is running unopposed. Matt Martin unopposed. David Moore, praise God, is unopposed. David, my God, how'd you swing that? Scott is Wolpaker, what is his name? 32nd Ward. Okay, Ward 3, Pat Dow. She was the first to file petitions, but three other contenders threw their hats in the ring on Monday. Don Davis, Alan Rusher, or somebody, Jasmine Robertson. You got to ask all these folks why they're running. Fourth Ward, oh, my God, Sophie stepped down. She's running for mayor. She come running there with that whole, she had that wagon talking about these are the folks. No, you pay $3 or $2 per signature to get those. You know, Tracy Bay. I can't even understand. Carol Humphrey, Lamont Robinson, Helen West. They all filed. And the Patrice Butler, Evan and Lucas, and Paul Pearson. And the Fifth Ward, Leslie Harrison, decided not to run for re-election. Several candidates have thrown their hats in the ring. Marlene Fisher, Josh Gray, Adrian Irma, and Renetta Ward. I don't know. I'm just giving y'all in the black community these folks is running before I go to the phone. 773-5969. Sawyer's running for mayor. A large group of candidates is aiming to replace that group, includes Sylvester Baker. My God, Baker. Kirby Reagan, O'Patrick Brutus, Barbara Bunville, and Richard Wooten. Didn't Wooten run before? Okay. Baker ran for sheriff several times. How many folks? You have any young folks on here? Well, let's see what these folks got. Sixth Ward, William Hall. That is running. Stephen, who is these folks? These are some more folks. It's almost 11 folks. My God, I didn't name all of them. Stephen DeJoy, Curtis Bay, Paul Bryson, Sharon Pitchman, Tavares Briggs, Kearney, and Kim Egan. Okay. Alderman Gregory Mitchell will run for re-election, and he will face Tony Blair. Alderman Shea Harris is facing a challenge from Sean Flynn. But both of them already filed. Linda Hudson and Gino Young. Anthony Beale filed his petition, as did potential challenger Cleopatra Draper. Okay. Sonia Thompson, Dorsey, Cameron Barnes. Oh, my God. This stuff is funny. I hate to be sounding like this, y'all, but this is just kind of strange. All these folks, and you got to ask them, why are you running? And the ones that's in there, what have you done? And Stephanie Coleman, she filed for re-election. Carol and Denise Crump filed to go up against her. Otis Woods and Eddie Johnson, the third also. And the 20th Ward, Jeanette Taylor faces a challenge as Jennifer Maddox, Andrew Smith, they're running. Ward 21, 21st Ward, the largest vehicle. Preston Brown Jr., Carnell Dantzler, Larry Lord, Ronnie Mosley, Tawana Robinson. Whoa, Justin Sawyer, Patricia Tillman, no relations to me, please. Law Coto, they filed to replace Brookings. I don't know, but the Brookings must have didn't file. Okay. So I'm assuming he didn't file. 14 candidates could run to replace Brookings, they said, and all. Delia Gorey, somebody named Washington, Bernard Kelly, Clark, somebody named Clark Butler, Kawadza, all five petition. 28th Ward, Irvin Jason. Three more petition challenges jumped in. Oh, Jason got some challenges. I was surprised. Timothy Gladney, Beverly Miles, and Sean Walker. The 34th Ward where Kerry Austin is. Because, you know, she's facing indictment, so she's not running again. And I thought it was kind of crazy to tell the folks you can't come to court, but yet you go into city council. Common sense would say don't go to city council. Bill Conway, Jim Ascott, whoever that is. And Emma Mitz, representing part of Austin and Humber Park. Howard Reyes running against her. Jake Towers and Corey Bradford. There's all these folks, five. We'll see that they're going to be on. I just thought y'all need to know about all these folks that's running. That's on top of all the folks running for mayor. We're back, y'all. Talk of Chicago 69. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live at www.vun.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and you can get us on Blog Talk. I was looking at this new law that they had in Springfield on about these taxes. I was talking to you about the taxes earlier, and I was kind of looking at it. I'll talk back about that in a second, about how they run up our taxes. But I want to talk to y'all. What did y'all feel like? What's going on here? What do people supposed to do? You know, like I told you, since Harold got to be mayor, everybody thought he could be mayor. Before Harold, they only thought he could be Congress. That was the highest thing you can get. But Harold was put in, Harold was brought in there by a movement took him in. We could have elected Donald Duck that year because we had a movement going on. But now you just got folks running. The question is why. Well, let me go to the phone for a little while because I don't want to keep you. I got a few lines open. I'm going to go to the phone, then I will come back talk to y'all. Let me see. Plop. You didn't come out.
Yes.
You didn't come out last week.
Oh,
we put this.
Oh, I came out. I was there at 9:30 on the head, but you had left. You know,
no, I hadn't came. I got there at about 9:50. Anyway, but when I put it out
there. Yeah, well, we was there. I was seeing you at Reverend Jackson. I just didn't speak because I was on a tight schedule.
Did you see the reef? Did you see the reef?
Yes.
But the wind blew it down. I just ordered another one to put back up there. The wind kind of, somebody tore it. When I came from church Sunday, I saw it all knocked in front of Harold. Somebody either tore it down or whatever. So I ordered another one to be ready, and I'm going to put it back up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me know when. You know, I'm going to leave my number, too, with
no,
you.
No, I'm just going to put it back. I'm just going to put it back.
Yes.
As soon as they Rose Flores do it for me. And as soon as we
hallelujah.
Get to you, then I'm going to.
Well, guys, we are on, and we are expecting the Harold Washington Foundation information to share unity in the community, black and black love, and information is a key to success. Black power education is the very, very best. Happy Kwanzaa coming up to everyone. December 26, 2022, the fourth Monday, is going to be dedicated to Dr. Ralph Evans. You know, that's our original date and time. Pastor Mary and Earl Sorten. We're doing our own thing in the community now and dedicated to Mayor Harold E. Washington, as well as you and Minister Robert Floyd Plump.
Okay. We're going to be...
Yes, I know. We're going to be at the Lake Grove Village, 3515 South Cottage Grove, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on that day. And for more information, people can call us at 312-671-2773.
I'm going to start making you take out an ad on my show, the way you've been giving that stuff. Thank you, Minister Plum.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
He is.
And we love you. You keep up the good work.
And you know what? The tribute to Arnett was really beautiful last week.
Yes, I was there. I was there, too,
and
with Reverend Jackson.
I think they tape and broadcast it the next week. So if they didn't broadcast it last week, it'll be broadcast this week. I think that's what they do now. I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we win. God and the people win.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Michael.
Hi. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Michael.
It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said it is an historical fact that privileged groups seldom give up their privilege voluntarily.
Well, what Fred Douglass say? Power conceives the no one without a man, never have, never will.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Now, look, here's what I see happening. You ask the question, what are these people doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's our responsibility before we put anybody into office to make sure that we know what they are doing. Accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is an incumbent, you can go to their record and say, oh, this is why I want them in, back in, or why I don't want them in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And work, and I do mean work, as you well know, like Minister Crump, like I have, like a lot of people have done here in this city
mm-hmm.
to make this city what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm from the school of belief that if you don't, there's an old saying in politics, if you're not sitting at the table, you are usually on the menu.
That's right.
So if you don't want to be on the legislative menu, commonly referred to as law, you have to make law. And the only
but we got a bunch of folks who are in office now that don't do that. And I don't know why.
That's why they need to be put out.
Well, you know, something will happen to black folks. Once you get in there, let you stay forever. You know, there's a whole group in there with
well,
the state rep and all of us.
We
got to change
that.
We
have a lot of low information. Unfortunately, we have a lot of low informational
voter information people. Uh-huh.
They have to be educated. And that means all of those individuals who are running, when they ask for your vote, the first thing you're supposed to ask them is say, well, hey, what you standing on?
That's right.
What's your platform?
Uh-huh.
And if they start stumbling, you know what you're dealing with.
Well, let me ask you this.
Be polite.
No, well, let me ask you this, because you work with Connie
back.
Now. You work with Connie, so you kind of understand the state.
Yeah.
I saw this stuff in the paper. I got to look it up more. Marie was reading. Marie was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Here's
the deal.
But listen to me for a moment. Michael. Hold up for a second. She said that it's an automatic tax increase with no oversight. The revision alone, this is called a recaptured law. And we need to look at that. According to Marie, because I just said, my God. It's an automatic tax increase with no oversight. The provision alone will add $131 million to the county tax bill and account for one-fifth of the increase. A recapture law will be a permanent boom to taxing district. They're talking about those tax increment and the annual burden on tax bill. City Hall increased tax burden by $94 million. Chicago Public Schools, $114 million. I want to know, and I got to do more research because I read this yesterday, last night. Because I was reading some of the papers and looking at stuff. This recapture law, O'Connor, you got to look at this stuff. Deep. They passed it in Springfield.
Law, yes. It is a legislative statute that was in existence, I think, before Connie got there.
Mm-mm.
And it was got.
No, not the recapture law. Not the recapture law.
The recapture law got 60 votes.
But
in
I
got to
see
house.
When did this happen. I got to find out what that is.
Well, when you find out what it happens, make sure that you deal with, well, first, we need to be dealing with some criminal law here.
But right now, I want to stay here. I don't want to go. No, stay where I'm at. Hey, Michael, no, Michael. I gave you a lot of time. I want you to look up this recapture law and see what it is, and we talk about it next week because I'm going to get some more information on it too. But I got to go now.
Okay.
This recapture law is very important. You look it up, and you know about Springfield, so you look it up.
Let me just tell you, I still think that old boy should have went to jail. They let him get away with it, and
what
he
old boy
literally
you talking about? I
got to
go now. What old boy you talking about? What old boy?
The guy who, the Latino guy. Who was Jesse Smith? I mean,
well, let's
Jesse
talk about
Rice.
That another time because I want to find that recapture law. Look it up, okay, Micah? Thank you. That's really something. Uh huh. I'm gonna get Ron. Let me see, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Miss Tillman. Let me say good morning to Mike. That's been my guy a long time.
Let me tell you something. I want you to stay on hold when we get through because I want everybody to get your number. I want to call you. But go on.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You know, real quick, Ms. Tillman, yeah, because I have a person I've been working for in the 8th Ward they ran before. But see, and again, Ms. Tillman, we don't even know the questions to ask. You know, when you have to ask them, well, if you're talking to a business, how are you selling the ward?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the assets of the ward? You know, a little history.
Mm-hmm.
Of the ward, but those are the things I almost do an interview. But Ms.
Well, that's because you've been out here. You understand, but you're not a low voter information person.
I'm going to tell you something real quick. It's going to be 30 seconds. It kind of lets you know where I come from. When Barack Obama was running against Bobby Rush, I went up to I went up to the Travis building. Will Burns was sitting there at his desk, and I had decided to volunteer for Barack Obama. So I asked him, I said, well, I said, sir, I said, can I meet him? So he went in this back room, this gentleman. So he came back. He said, yeah. He said, Mr. Obama, so you can meet him. So I went in there. He was with some guy. I say that to say, if I'm going to get out, and Ian, I came up and told him, I said, yeah, I'm going to work for you, this and that, and volunteer. I say that to say, if I'm going to get out here and give up my time, this is serious as it relates to our community. So if all these candidates are running, like you say, Ms. Tillman, they may not know the history of the ward, what are the failing points. So I just wanted to say that I'm glad you mentioned in that. And, you know, I have Ebony's number, so I'm going to text her.
No, I need to talk to you today.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, you know, let's do that because I have time.
I want to ask you something off the air. That's why I want your number.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I'll make sure that you have it today, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
Hold on, Ebony's going to put Ron on hold. Ebony's going to get your number. I have a question for you. Okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay. Mama D.
Oh, hallelujah. Greetings to you, Land. Is the basis of all wealth, and nobody can move in if you don't move out. But the taxes are forcing residents out, and sanctuary settlers can work as police officers and firefighters and stuff, and with bilingual preferred policies, and they don't have to pay no taxes. They're not citizens. NAA. Indigenous Native American Africans will have to, this is what I expect, they'll have to return to their roots of righteousness because righteousness exalts the nation. Three things quickly. Number one, the Kerner Report of 1967 said by 1985 the major cities would be majority Negro and majority poor, and to stop that, there was three choices open to the nation. One of them was encourage them to move to other areas. But people in Robert Taylor and Cabrini Green did not want to move. So it was forced migration because HUD became a slum landlord and wouldn't fix up the places. And when they fell in, they came in and said, oh, these places are unsafe. Well, we're going to fix them up, and then we're going to give you vouchers so you can come back later. It didn't happen. So then number two, every time something would happen, Daley would come into the community and have a press conference and say, tear down an abandoned building. But these were not buildings. These were houses. Then Ron Emanuel.
Well, they started doing that before Daley. When I got in office, wait, I want to hold this up. I'm not trying to protect Daley, but these tearing down the houses was done before we got in there with Harold. That's how we ended up with so much land. When I got in office, As an alderman of the third ward, I put someone from my staff over the housing court. Stop tearing out so many houses. Start cleaning up vacant lots and start getting folks to move in. So it's easy to say, Dale, but that stuff started before. But it was just how the city will get the land, because if the city tear down your building and you don't pay for it and pay them back, then they own the property. That's how they got so many lots.
This is what I'm saying. It was the project that really gave the land. Because that is what was first started the land grab. When they tore down all the projects, they had all the land, the majority of the land. But I'm saying Daley would have a press conference, and he would step up and say, crime happened, tear down an abandoned building. The point I'm making was these were not buildings. These were single-family homes.
But we always fight after the fact, though, Mama D.
Right.
That's after the fact. That's the same way with the public housing. When I was trying to save it, I don't know of no black people who so concerned after it came down that stood with me. And one thing Phil Jackson said.
They said that they would give vouchers.
I know all about that, Mama D,
Exactly. And I'm not disagreeing with
I know
you're
not what I'm saying to you, but wait, hold up, Mama D. I want to give correct history, Mama D. Go on, Mama D.
I'm saying land is the basis of all.
It's all about
wealth.
The land, baby. I agree with
and
you.
And I'm saying mm-hmm. HUD owned the land. They mm-hmm. didn't fix the toilet. They didn't fix
okay.
the elevators. They didn't check the crime. And then they
Deferred maintenance.
Yes.
You're right.
The point of the matter is this was bigger than Chicago.
It's all over the country. Detroit, Philadelphia, New Jersey.
It was three choices open to the nation.
Right,
this
right.
It came under the Kerner Report that they concluded by 1985 it's going to be majority Negroes in the major cities, and we got to get them out.
Okay.
And I read that Kerner Report, you understand what I'm
saying.
I've
read the report, but I'll go back and look back at it.
And the other thing is that the last thing was when Ron Emanuel came in and put them big red X's up on houses.
Oh, yeah, that was something. That remind you. You know what that remind you of? Is what was going on in them foreign countries that put X's on people's houses. That was really some of them red X's. That was frightening.
Exactly, but it was all about the land.
It's always been about the land. That's what the fight
now,
was. That's why they got mad at me.
So my question is, do you think that the forced migration that happened when you had forced out of Cabrini Green, forced out of Robert Taylor, forced out of all these other areas, do you think that they should file a lawsuit?
I don't know. I don't know. That's after the fact. I don't know. Mama D, I got to go now. See, one thing we got to do, we do after the fact fights. You can check it and look all through your Google, whatever you go look up. One thing, I fought very hard for public housing, so much fun. So they said, she's from Robert Taylor. I'm from Alabama. Oh, they say, that's our voting base. No, they voted for Gator. I said that black children had a right to live. I held up in our ward, and one thing Phil Jackson said, those of you who was there, I went to his last birthday party, and Phil Jackson said, I want to apologize to Alderman Tillman. Because I still, you know, I'm a Christian, I don't hold stuff. So he said, that was at his last birthday party, he said, I did wrong in terms of the public housing. She was fighting to keep them, and I fought against her, and I was working. I have to apologize. And that touched me. I've always remembered that. But let me tell you, when I was fighting along with my organization, we were fighting. I got documentation of that, to save public housing. When they were saying that it was so dangerous, and some of your same leaders who were not telling you need ID were saying, oh, this is terrible. The project is terrible. It's violent. Most folks who they took didn't even live around there. Walk your kids to school. And my question was this. If you walk them to school on Monday, why are they able to jump rope on Saturday? That was all a game. Wonder why we had put this, we had put them on hold. They couldn't move because we found a loophole in the middle of them. We organized all of the We talked to the teachers, we talked to the churches, and we told those preachers over there and those teachers and those principals, if these schools go, if these developments go, you don't have nobody. They really didn't understand it. They're just so violent. I said, not only are they going to come all the way over to King Drive, they came over and started taking buildings. The black community did not fight for those buildings. They joined in with the cry. And that's one of our problems. We don't be proactive. We wait after the fact. Well, we need to do this. Why did you do it before it happened? Why not? And then so when we held them up, I will always remember I took Quinn Dixon with me to meet with HUD. So don't be a black was there because he was working for HUD, CHA. And Danny came because he was a congressman for that area over there. And when I walked in, he said, well, Dorothy, you know, it's over with. That's what you mean is over with. He said, These folks on sign they want to go because I had really stopped them from moving. But so the CHA hired Wanda White in my ward that I was representing. And she went up and down all of my development that was in the ward that I represent to get them to sign to say that they wanted to move and get out of there. And she presented all of that, and that's why I had to back up. Now, some of them same local school council, their local advisory council at the CHA, who work with her, they, like, Now, Maxine Washington, what her name is, Francine Washington, she's on the board of CHA now. But a lot of them other advisory council members, they got some stuff, but they have facilitated that mess. So we hurt our own self. I would go try to get some of these so-called, quote-unquote, black leaders to come fight with me to save CHA, and they would say, well, you know, they're so violent over there. So we sometimes have our own demise there. Mama, I understand what you're saying, but we could have stopped this in every city, and we had it all right over there. Okay, let me go to this. I just had to say that. Let me go to Madeline. She's been hanging a long time. Madeline?
Yes
ma'am. Good morning.
Yes, listen, I called because when you ran down that list of all those people who are running, I said, oh, my God. And my question would be, because I have a background, and my background is very expansive, public policy work, education, a lot of stuff. And now I'm doing criminal law advocacy work for all these so many involved people, especially who are locked up. A lot of them are locked up wrongfully.
Uh-huh.
But I was going to say, Dorothy, here's what I'm going to say. If I am to vote for any alderman, we need to be asking the question, what is, if we look at most of our black communities now, and then they look like bombed out war zones,
mm-hmm.
and they've been looking like that for decades. Because they have been underserved and under-resourced. So if you're an alderman for an area, and your area looks like what I just described, frankly, you should be embarrassed because you need to be either finding people who have the expertise to redevelop the area or move the hell out the way.
Well, you know what you'll find, Madeline? You'll find some of the aldermen who have a white area, up-and-coming area, and another area, they get more to those people. But you're absolutely right. Hey, you get no pushback from me. But you're raising the right question and saying the right stuff, and that's why I raised this. And I'm telling folks, call in and talk about it. And stay on, because we got to talk about this. Thank you, ma'am.
I want to just say this in closing. Anybody, and you made the point earlier, any person who wants to run for alderman of an area, we need to know, everybody needs to know, what it will be your plan of action to rebuild our area. A lot of these areas, yes, have low-income folk who don't have the resources. They don't understand how development happens. But if you're an alderman, if you don't know, you need to go get the expertise. Find people who do know how to develop areas and make it happen.
Okay.
That should be another term that happens in the next 4 years where all of these under-resourced and underserved black communities look like they look right now.
Okay. Thanks, Madeline. Madeline, I got like 8 minutes left, and I got a little board. Mm-hmm. So I got to go to the rest of the people, and I got to make sure that – so y'all won't be able to talk as long as Madeline because I'm running out of time. Let's see here. Let's see, Bonita. Bonita?
Hi, Ms. Tillman.
I got to cut down the talking because I only got 6 minutes. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be real short. I want to know, and I'm putting it out there, so if anybody else knows any information about the principal at Dunbar High School being removed. And the only thing I heard was that it was something about him misappropriating funds. And I had some firsthand dealings with that principal, and I for some reason didn't care for him. So I want to
know
if anybody else knows.
Okay, well, I don't like to talk about folks I don't know. I have no information on that. Thank you. I just can't talk about folks I don't know nothing about now. I got to be careful about that. Melissa?
Hi, good morning. I want to say as a child, I didn't understand your fire. As an adult, I appreciate it, and I'm just going to talk about the schools.
Thank you.
We are doing our own demise.
Mm-hmm.
I am not, what is the correct term? I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced, but I'm pro-black.
No, to love yourself don't mean you hate. Wait. To love yourself don't mean you're hating about us. I think blacks got that confused.
I'm with you.
I know I'm with you. I'm just saying, man. I understand.
Yes. But we're not watching what's going on. These houses that are being sold, I'm a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
In our communities, the people that's coming in and buying, I'm watching it in my ward. I'm in the ninth ward.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at the last alderman's meeting, I go to the meetings or whatever, what is its technical name?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Alderman Bill, was he paying attention to what's going on? Ooh, he laughed. I said, if they come to take over this ward, you will not be the alderman.
And you know they're doing what they're doing in Pullman up there, that old area.
Oh, yeah. That's my area.
Mm-hmm.
So I pay attention. We are so pro-bilingual, and we're so pro with everything else. Where does that leave us? I need us to pay attention when we go into the stores. Are we seeing any black people walking? I'm talking about even the dollar store.
We don't have much. You got to call me back next week, Melissa. We're going to finish this conversation because
okay.
We need to talk. The China people, Chinese, China in our town don't have nobody. The Mexican don't have nobody. Nobody had about it. You're absolutely right. But we're going to continue this going on. Even next week, we're going to talk about this because folks need to understand what's going on. So thank you, Melissa. And have you looked at your tax bill? Did you get a shocker?
I'm scared to look.
Well, you go online and look at it, but they wrong the way they're putting this bill out at the last minute, and you got to pay about a 15. Thank you so much. This don't make no sense. And if you got a mortgage, your note going to go up, and the money won't go toward bringing your mortgage down. It's going to go through a taxes. And if you're a renter, your rent going to go up. Byron.
Good morning, Dorothy. Got to be quick. Basically, you know, outside of Harold Washington, Gus Savage was my kind of guy. Either you're going to do what he says, we can hold everything up.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in
Washington. I love Bruce.
Of course.
He got them federal contracts with black folks, and that's why they did him like they did him. That's why they came after him. And Mel Reynolds ended up being, you see what happened to him after he's going to come after the Gus. God took care of him.
Yeah, but my question, though, Dorothy, is, all those black colleges have bands, right? Bands. Where are the kids going to come from to play those instruments if we don't have music in our schools? If we don't have art in our schools? Why are we focusing all our attention on criminals? Every damn day they're focusing their attention on criminals. And our kids who are exceeding, are doing things in scientific world and music and art, they get no attention, no money, no funds.
I agree with you. Let me tell you.
Every year, less kids are going to CPS, but yet their budget increase every year.
Yeah.
Why is that? Who's asking the question?
I got you, bro. I got you. You're
May
telling
God bless
absolutely.
You, Dorothy.
God bless you, too. He's absolutely right. They did a decrease in sizes. They had a surplus, according to the man who's over it. And they going up on our taxes, and our schools are worse. They've taken out everything. They've taken out all of it, y'all. They've taken out the music, the art, the science, the math, but they're teaching them about sex. They teach them about transgender. They teach them how to do sex in the back and sex in the front. And what all this mess that should be taught at home. Mike.
Yes, good morning, Dorothy. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that publication that you're reading all the information from, what publication is that?
Tell me what I was talking about about the taxes.
With all the politicians who's running.
Oh, it's online.
Oh, okay, online.
I went on, Evan, we went online and pulled it down. When I tell Evan I want something, my producer, it's online about who filed. I just pulled down the black wards, that's all.
Okay, the thing that I would say relating to asking the politicians who's running and so on for the wards as well as mayor is to say, what are you going to do? What's your platform and who's supporting you?
None of them have no support. You know, they paying $2 a signature. I got folks standing on the corner to get the signature. They're not even trying to talk to the people.
But who are they rolling with? Where are they getting their money? Who's supporting them? Who's backing them? And what you going to do for the educational system as well as this tax program that affects us all?
Okay, Mike, I got to go. I'm running out of time, but call me back next week. I'm going to try to get one more in. That's the last call, one more in. And then 30 seconds for the last one who just called. Kirkland, you got 30 seconds.
The tax bills are due the 30th of December.
Well, according to my thing, it said the 15th.
Okay, well.
What's on your tax?
Mine is the 30th.
That's what it says?
Yeah, okay. You can go online and
I pulled it down off the line, but they don't have all your stuff on there. My bill just came today. Now, how you going to pay a tax bill on the 30th? You don't even have time to reject it or nothing. It's a disgrace.
Point out on the news, there were several areas. I remember Inglewood was one of them where the taxes went down an awful lot. And they went up, I think, the highest in Pilsen. You know, they
tried. I don't know. You better check Bronzeville. No, that's what they said in the paper. But you better. I live in Grand Boulevard. They call it Bronzeville. You better check that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought it was 50. I might be wrong. But I know whatever the date is, you got to pay before, but you got to get interest. But I thought it was the 15th. It might be the 30th. Don't y'all forget to come to the Harold Washington Culture Center. Jimmy Leach have done an outstanding job on this play. I'm so proud of us. I know it's going to Broadway. That's how bad it is. Y'all got to come. And we do have time for seniors. If you want to come in the daytime, we got matinees for seniors. 773-373-1900. You bring a group. The price is not as high here, but they got a senior citizen group called 773-373-1900. And so come and see this play. It's the Queen of the Palaces. The Queen of the Palaces is about all those women who was involved in the palace. You talk about the kings, but these women were something with their businesses, with their hat shops and their beauty shops and their other stuff. The Queen of the, and the ones who took the little money from them and stuff, the ladies who was doing that. Jimmy Lisa did an outstanding job. I'm so proud of her, 773-373-1900. You got to come to see the Queen of the Palace. I don't know if it's going to be too late next week for me to give away any tickets or not. Might not be able to do it. But anyway, y'all just call 773-373-1900, especially if you seniors who want to come on the Senior Citizens Day. The 16th is Liberty Night, Liberty Baptist Church, led by my pastor, Pastor Andrew Hunt Jr. And y'all, I'm going to be there on the 16th, y'all. So, you know, 773-373-1900. I'll see y'all. Go to church. God is. God is. Okay. You got the power. It's right there in your hand. It's in your heart. You got it. And you got to act like you got it. How much I got time to play some of it? Okay, you got the power. Woo, thank y'all. We're going to continue this conversation next week until they get through these petitions. We're going to see how many folks got knocked off next week. Then we got to start keying in on these races and see what these folks are going to do. Look, the state got a lot of power, y'all. Those folks you elect to the state house, that y'all elected already, they got power. That's why I was telling y'all about this law. I got to find out more about it. That's an interesting law.
I see that awful mountain that you
got the power. Don't get so nervous.
I see that winding road.
It can be hard sometimes, but it's not as hard. It's not as hard as all of our ancestors, the road they had to climb, the power they used, all the stuff they went through, where they stood up and they fall. You got the power, much of the power of all of our folks who built schools and built hospitals for our people. But you remember something they had in common? God. You take God out of the equation, it's over with anyway. The devil got you. And the devil do not want us to succeed. God is. You got the power. You got to plug into the power source, which is God, in your mind and your body. You got the power.
I see that cold, muddy water.
I see it. Don't worry about it. Hey, Moses had to part the Red Sea.
I see that dark storm.
Yeah. Yeah. You have got the power. Make that water warm. It don't have to be so cold. Yes, you got the power. Make that road unwind. Your head and your mind with God. It's with God. It's in there. God will direct you. He got the power. Plug in. Until next week, know that you got the power. And I'm going to discuss that reparation they're doing in California. It's BS. Until next week, reparations now. They playing with y'all about reparations. And I forgot to talk about the first black that's over the Democratic Party. not over the party, but over the Nancy's allegedly put the Gabba to. We'll talk about that too, y'all. If y'all lean into God like y'all do the Democratic Party, we'll be powerful. If you lean into God like you do in this politics, God will guide you. Whether Democrat or Republican, we got to lean into God. It's for our children, y'all. Anybody that won't fight for their children, something wrong with them. Are we giving our children up to the devil? It's demonic. We're fighting. We're not fighting flesh and blood, y'all. The principality going after our children. So next week, Joyce the Right Children said, hey, say the baby. See you next week.
My forefathers' hands, God blessed us, forced to be a field hand, fire another white man, Mr. President. I'm here to represent for mine, and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource, so to her people pay remorse, or feel the force of a former.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON Berwyn, Chicago.